Be kind to your pain. It's crying for your attention. I have lived with chronic pain from a neurological movement disorder called dystonia for over 20 years. Chronic pain does not follow any rules, and after multiple beatings, we can lose our sense of self. It is also not uncommon to then feel weak and unworthy. To make things worse, we too often beat ourselves up if we don't measure up to our former selves. This is a massive challenge for many of us with chronic pain to overcome, but we must end this personal torture. Chronic pain beats us up enough without us adding to it. Rather than beat yourself up for having a health condition that causes pain and limits your abilities, think of the part of your body that is in pain or being a nuisance as the part of your body that is crying out most to you for your love and care and attention. Imagine a child sitting on a bench crying. Perhaps imagine this is your former self at a very young age. What would you do in this situation? More than likely, you would sit next to the child and ask them what was wrong and how you could help. You would possibly even hug the crying child. This crying child is your pain. It is crying out to you for your help. Don't yell at it. Talk to it. Hug it. Care for it. Ask it what it wants and needs to feel better. Most grumble over the fact that they have pain and get angry that they have it. They then shame themselves for being limited in their abilities. I totally get it, and I have done this as well, and I still do it from time to time. But what good does this do for us? Does it really make you feel better? Your pain is a child crying out for help. Show it more compassion. You are on a tough journey in this life. Acknowledge that first. Then treat yourself with more loving kindness. In many ways, I think we are stronger than we were before pain entered our lives. It has probably been one of the greatest challenges of your life, as it has mine. It takes a special person to cope with all we do and persevere every day. If we continue to get up every morning and try to make a life for ourselves to the best of our ability given our circumstances, we are doing far more than we often give ourselves credit. If you want to read more about dealing with pain in greater detail with strategies for how to cope with it, you can see my two books, Beyond Pain and Suffering, Adapting to Adversity and Life Challenges, and Diagnosis Dystonia, Navigating the Journey. Please honor yourself for the efforts you make every day. The mental strength it takes to persevere in the face of adversity is far more an accomplishment than living a life with few obstacles, or obstacles that are easily overcome, as many were before life with pain and chronic illness. Acknowledge your willingness to keep living as fulfilling a life as possible and stop beating yourself up. You're doing okay with the hand you have been dealt, and that is enough. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found this to be helpful. It's a very, very tough topic to deal with. If you'd like to read and hear more of my blogs, you can go to my website, which is tomseaman.com. Along with blogs, I have videos, articles, podcasts, and links to a lot of resources for both physical and emotional health issues. You can also get a copy of my two books there, Diagnosis Dystonia, Navigating the Journey, and my other book, Beyond Pain and Suffering, Adapting to Adversity and Life Challenges. You can also get them on Amazon. You can also sign up for my free newsletter at tomseaman.com. This way, all my new blogs and updates and different things can be delivered to your email. You can also sign up for a free life coaching consult with me if that's of interest. Thank you again for listening, and please be well and take good care of yourself.